Welcome to another episode of Thriving Together, the Monday Leader Edition from the Ingenuity Lab. This is Dave Fleming. I am, as always, honored and privileged to participate in this and to provide you with things to think about and to practice that can enhance your leadership. Today and next week, I'd like to do a two-part series on realities that undo leaders and what to do about them. Two realities that undo leaders, that wreak havoc for the life of a leader, when those realities are not honored. And the thing about these realities is that they're very polite. They usually just sort of sit over in the corner and don't say a lot. But later in a process or a project or some important work that we're doing, we realize, I did not do a good job honoring that reality, and now I'm paying for it. Because there is a price to pay for not honoring these realities. But when we honor them, wow, what we get in return can be life-altering, both personally and organizationally. What are these two realities? So these realities I'm going to form into two statements that I've heard leaders say so many times. I've said them myself. Number one, things take longer than I think. It seems like such a basic thing, doesn't it? Like, really? That's the reality that undoes leaders? Yeah. Things take longer than I think. Decisions take longer to process. Meetings take longer to explore ideas than we thought they would. Projects take longer. Most of the time, have you noticed, in organizational life, we don't sit around and say, wow, that didn't take very long. I've got oodles of time, man. What do I do? What should I do now? I just got all kinds of time. Oh, occasionally, maybe, but things normally take longer. And when we don't honor the time something requires, we end up paying homage to the twins of hurry and worry. We rush and we fret. We rush to try to get something done, and then we fret about all the things that we missed in the rushing. How many times have we had to undo or redo? In part, because things take longer than I think. Think about your last week. Think about where you might see reality number one. Can you think back to conversations where the conversational language was revealing that things take longer than you think? What did people say? What did you say? What did you think? How did you see reality number one at play last week? Things take longer than I think. Try to examine where that reality influenced or infected your week. Reality number two, things are more complex than I expected. Or, as I like to say, there are few straight lines in the work we do. things are more complex than I expected. Like, you know, think of that visual. Maybe you've seen, you know, there's a point A and then there's a line and then there's this giant knot of stuff. And then out the backside of the giant knot comes a straight line again to point B. I mean, you know, the mess in the middle, right? The complexity in the middle. We know this now. We know that systems are complex, especially when you include human beings and all kinds of different variables. And when you put those in the mix, things get complex in a hurry. So easy to dishonor that reality and think, this shouldn't really be too hard. Ever thought that one? This really, walking into a meeting maybe, this really is going to go famously. This won't take long because it's not really all that difficult. See how they start to go together, these two realities? And then, you know, 30 minutes, an hour later, you think, what happened? What happened? Where did all that complexity come from? Things are more complex than I expected. There are more twists and turns. There are more subtle little subplots. Some we just can't see. We could never anticipate them. And others, probably due to poor design early on, we simply didn't anticipate. Regardless, though, things are more complex than we often expect. Now, you put these together. Wow, if we don't honor these, man, it's a 1-2 punch. Things take longer than I think, and they're more complex than I think. And all of a sudden, you have a large swath of American organizations just described. Work being done without honoring the facts that things take longer than we think, and things are more complex than we expect. Now, this week, I'd like you just to notice the two realities. Next week, we're going to talk about what to do about them. What can you do to honor these and actually integrate them smartly into your work so that instead of the realities working against you, you leverage them to work for you. Yeah. But not this week. This week, we just want to notice them. Notice where you might shortcut in your mind how long something's going to take. Notice where you might not be honoring the complexity of a situation. Just notice, and then notice other people. Are they also taken back by how long something is going to take or how complex it is? Just notice the two realities at play this week. You know, you might also notice when someone honors them and maybe does something to integrate the realities into the work. That's also very powerful to notice. When people honor that it's going to take longer or it's more complex, they behave differently than when they forget things take longer and things are more complex. Just watch this week. Watch yourself and watch others. And then next week, come back and we'll talk about what to do to honor these realities and even use them to your advantage. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab.